Breakfast with Crossy.
Hey, Nat, how are you?
I'm great, thank you. How are you?
Well, you know, keeping busy. Yeah, I'm happy that things start to feel like it's getting back to some kind of normal.
Yeah, it's definitely a good feeling to start booking shows again and having the appreciation of live music and, yeah, just, I guess, being able to go out in public and not be, you know, scared whether something's going to happen again.
Although I don't necessarily mind the whole social distancing thing because, you know, those moments where you go to see somebody that you haven't seen for maybe a while or you newly meet and you kind of either, do I go for the handshake? Is it like a kiss on the cheek? Is it a hug? Is it a wave? Too much pressure to think about.
Now you have the perfect excuse.
Yeah, I could just say, oh, no, you know.
I do notice people kind of like, you know, if they do get into your personal space a little bit more, it does feel like more weird than it used to. Like, you kind of like take a step back and that's totally okay. It doesn't feel like you're being rude.
Yeah. I'm happy to keep that kind of thing going on.
Yeah.
I just don't like the awkwardness. I spend most of my life awkward anyway. I don't need any extra awkwardness to it. One of the ways that we kind of judge a song, I guess, is how many people are asking about it, how many people make inquiries about it. And certainly, since your release, You'll Never Walk Alone, we got so many inquiries saying, who does that version? Who does that version of that, you know, who sings that? And it's all good. It's all very, very good. People love it. So it's clearly did very well for you.
Oh, that's so good. Thank you. I've actually had a couple of people from the UK reach out as well, saying that they came across the song on YouTube and really liked my version. So I thought that was really cool seeing as the song is especially popular in the UK. So,
well, we talk amazing voices in country music. Certainly your name does come up. And do you have any, like, secret tricks that you do? Like, I don't drink milk between 8 a.m. and 12 p.m. kind of thing every day. Stuff like that. Do you have any of those kind of things to look after the voice?
No, I probably should be a little bit more. I probably should have more of those things in place. You know, you are supposed to warm up before you sing at all, and I have to admit I am a bit slack with warming up before I sing. I have, like, if I'm doing cover gigs or anything, I generally have the first two songs are always the same songs because I know that they're easy and cruisy, and then I use that as my warm-up, which is probably the wrong thing to say. And I also, I drink a lot of coffee, which is also not really good for your voice.
I just took a sip of coffee while you're talking.
Yeah, I'm also drinking my coffee currently. But yeah, there are things that do keep your voice in tip-top shape, and I probably should do more of them, let's just say that.
Well, clearly, whatever you're doing, maybe it's a Jimmy Barnes situation where they actually put like a checked his throat once and it was perfect, nothing wrong with it. He's never had any voice problems ever.
Yeah, I've had, because I had a thing probably a year ago maybe where when I was breathing in, it felt like I was breathing a bit of pepper, and I got really worried about it because I was like, oh, I really do put a lot on my vocal workload. Like, I was doing 5 gigs a week and recording as well. So I was singing quite a lot, and then, and again, not doing the right thing, not warming up all the time. So I was like, oh, I better get this checked out. I went to a voice specialist. They put a camera down my throat and they actually said, no, you've got no issues at all. Everything's looking really healthy. And they said it was probably that I was drinking too much coffee. And I was getting maybe a bit of reflux and sort of cut back on the coffee, which I have not done. But,
at least you know now.
At least I know that there's no damage. That's a good thing.
Voice is fine.
Nothing's going to make me give up my coffee.
How dare they suggest such a thing, you know?
I know. Seek a second opinion. I know. Don't they know who I am?
Yeah, God damn it.
I'm the coffee addict. So.
All right, let's not talk about the song. It's called Strong Man. Tell us about that.
Strong Man. Okay, so Strong Man, I recorded over a year ago. I was on the way back from a tour with the Wolf Brothers down in Tassie and went to Melbourne to record with Adrian Hannon, who also has recorded Vanessa Amorosi, Walter Goodrum, Taxi Ride, a couple of really cool artists. And I was recording other songs with Adrian, and he and his wife Barb wrote this song called Strong Man, which when they were working with Vanessa, basically, you know, written it for Vanessa, and Vanessa sang the demo on this song, Strong Man, and for whatever reason, she didn't end up using it. I'm guessing it didn't coincide with whatever project she was working on at the time. And so this song hadn't been used, and Barbara and Adrian were kind of like, we really want this song to get out there. It's a great song. Who would we get to sing it? And so when I was in the studio with them, they're like, oh, do you know what? There's this song that we've had that we think that you would be suited to. So can we play it for you? And so I listened to it and I was like, three lines in, I was like, oh my gosh, I love it. But I was also really intimidated because Vanessa Amorosi's vocals are just insane. And I was like, I'm never going to sound like that. But, you know, I'll give it a crack and do my own version of it. And so I recorded it kind of thinking, if it sounds good, then I'll release it. And if it doesn't, then I won't worry about it. And then I ended up just really feeling like that song suited me. And even just what the song's about, like just having having that authenticity in what you're looking for, I guess. Like, sometimes you can have all the bells and whistles, someone can woo you, they can try really hard to impress you, but if there's no chemistry there, it's just never going to work. So it doesn't matter what all the, you know, spending money or doing fancy dates or, you know, promising a settling down life, if there's no chemistry there, then you're probably wasting your time. So I felt those vibes and I decided to release it. So yeah,
sounds like a song that could be used for Married at First Sight, but anyway.
Oh, maybe.
Speaking of songs for shows, or awesome. Yeah, no, I you know what, I think you've nailed it. Definitely sounds like a Natalie Pearson song. So
thank you very much.
We're gonna play the song right now, and hopefully we get to catch up again soon in person and have that awkward moment as to whether we do the hug or the kiss on the cheek or the handshake or just stay socially distant.
We can high five, Crossy.
High five.
Good.
Hey,
all
absolutely right. Up for that. Or knuckles. I do knuckles with my kids, so,
all
you
right,
know.
Yeah.
All right, let's do it. Natalie Pearson, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Breakfast with Crossy, every weekday morning from 6 a.m. on Kicks.